This is part 9 in a 10-part series describing the 10 martyrs, the 10 Haroge Malchus, who were brutally murdered by the Roman Empire in two different stages, more or less, beginning with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash around 70 AD, and concluding around 60 years later in the Bar Kokhba Rebellion, when most of them were murdered by the Romans. Rebbe Yeshevev HaSofer, another one of this group, about whom we know very little, again, keep in mind that we don't have much Torah from the Asar Haroge Malchus. With the exception of Rabbi Akiva, many of them are minor figures, at least in terms of being tagged with certain statements cited in Shas, Mishnayos, Toseftos. Part of it may have been their Talmidim were killed with them. Part of it may have been that they were very preoccupied and disrupted in their learnings and in their teaching by constantly being on the run and being persecuted and being hunted by the Romans. Or even if they weren't hunted personally by the timing and the era, it helps us appreciate Rabbi Akiva even more so, that he lived through these terrible times and yet was not only able to defy the Romans, but was able to teach Torah in such a prodigious fashion twice. Rabbi Yeshevav HaSofer is more or less affiliated with Rabbi Akiva's period. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, he's a colleague of Rabbi Akiva. The little we know about him is that he was very generous and very altruistic and philanthropic. He would give his possessions and distribute them very freely to poor people, to a degree that he was a little excessive in the eyes of some of his colleagues. When the Rambam speaks about financial advice, and the Rambam does offer financial advice about purchasing land and not allowing all your monies to be invested in metalpolin and when to start a living and marriage and when to start financing yourself, the Rambam speaks about the dangers of mefazer kol nechasav, people who just are very, very free-willing and spending with reckless abandon, without any control or financial responsibility, even if that spending is directed for philanthropic purposes. It's irresponsible, not just in general, but it's in some ways counterproductive. You're veering or teetering to the brink of financial vulnerability, you could just add yourself to the pool of people who are dependent upon the public coffers. And that's certainly not assisting the situation in a macro level. A micro level, you may be assisting the particular aniyim who are the recipients of your charity, but your own financial viability and sustainability is necessary for the communal balance and stability. And there was even a story in which he wanted to deliver a fifth of his nechasim, and Rabbi Akiva prevented him from. He refused to allow it because it would be acting irresponsibly. We don't know much more about Rabbi Yeshevav HaSofer. Obviously, if he's called Sofer in some instances, then he was involved in writing Sifrei Torah or writing mezuzos and tefillin. In this respect, he seems to be a similar persona to Ezra HaSofer, people who are associated with their interest and involvement in writing down some of the Kisvei HaKodesh in the various formats. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, similar to Rabbi Akiva, so there is a discussion in the Tosefta in Chulin in which Rabbi Akiva cites his Rebbe in a certain manner, and Rabbi Yeshevav corrects him, and Rabbi Akiva accedes and agrees to his correction. He was killed when he was 90 years old, and in his last will to his Talmidim, he instructs them to be concerned and sensitive to supporting one another, pursuing peace and justice. So we do get midrashim that describe the Asar Haroge Malchus. Some of them are having theological conversations with their executioners. Some are speaking to their Talmidim about the importance of Torah, and some are just asking the Talmidim to pursue Menschlichkeit and Chesed. And I think we live in an era of standardization of Gedolim, where every Gadol has to exhibit a checklist of traits necessary to comprise a Gadol, and I think that's historically inaccurate. It's depersonalizing of individuals. People have their specialties and specific areas of expertise or excellence and conditioning and interest. And you see this very clearly even with people of the level of the sanctity of the legendary profiling of the Asar Haroge Malchus. The Medrash is not afraid to paint them as different people. Unfortunately, according to the Medrash, his bones are never buried, but they're thrown to the dogs, and in this respect, he's probably most of the Hasarug and Malchus are at some point buried either in Rome or in Eretz Yisrael, but he's never allowed this final rite of burial.